ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Papua New Guinea and Fiji have both declared a national HIV crisis this year as rates of new infections surged. It's prompting international agencies to provide much-needed assistance, but funding cuts to the WHO and UN aid programs are undermining this effort. Finau Fanua files this report.
Kiyohiko Izumi is a senior official for the World Health Organization's Western Pacific Regional Office. He's concerned that a disease the world had under control could be making a resurgence.
20 million people are at the risk of losing access to life-saving HIV treatment.
This year, major funding cuts by various countries are hitting HIV programs across the world, including in the Pacific. The big worry is planned cuts could completely derail systems put in place to control the disease.
The current situation of the external funding is quite challenging. So this threatens the continuity of care and hinder efforts to prevent new infections and increase the risk of epidemic resurgence, potentially reversing decades of progress.
Among the most vulnerable countries to be affected are Fiji and Papua New Guinea. Both countries are facing a surge in new HIV infections. Fiji's case numbers have been alarming. More than 1,000 cases recorded last year, according to health authorities. That's a ninefold increase since 2019.
The situation around HIV in Fiji is very concerning.
Dr. Mark Jacobs is the UNAIDS representative to the South Pacific. He says one reason for the surge in HIV cases is needle sharing among meth users in the country. Dr. Jacobs says the number of people with HIV/AIDS in Fiji is underreported.
About 50% of the new HIV-positive cases that are being reported are reporting that they have injected drugs. Certainly a big part of the issue, but there's other issues as well. Like that a lot of, we think there's a lot more people out there in Fiji that are already infected with HIV, already living with HIV, but they don't know because they haven't been tested. So there's a lot of untested people out there. And there's also quite a few people that have been tested, but then didn't come back to start on treatment.
There are concerted efforts by local authorities and NGOs to address the crisis, but there's concern the planned budgets could undermine these efforts. This year, the U.S. have cut funding to international agencies. The crisis in Ukraine and the Middle East have also contributed to a drop in funding.
Sadly, they're cutting public health programs, including HIV, and at the wrong time.
Senior UNAIDS official in Manila, Iman Murphy, says the funding cuts could derail plans to meet targets in reducing HIV rates.
This is why it's a serious concern that if all these countries are cutting their funding to global health and to HIV, we're going to see the increasing infections because the immediate cuts, it's not a phased approach to allow countries to increase their domestic budgets.